Finally, we want to conclude things today by remembering Brazilian musician Nana Vasconcelos. He died this week at the age of 71. He was a percussionist, but way more. He explored sounds that emerged from the indigenous heart of Brazil and wanted to find a place for those sounds in the world at large. It's possible you even know the music of Vasconcelos, you just didn't know it was him, or that it was even a human making it. That's the Pat Metheny Group from a recording from the early 1980s, a collaboration with Nana Vasconcelos. Beto Arcos, who often joins us to talk music on the world, is with me. Beto, that bit in there that sounds like songbirds, that was Nana Vasconcelos. How did he do that?
He managed to create oral sonic soundscapes with percussion instruments and his voice. And when you heard him, you knew it was Nana Vasconcelos. I mean, he basically took any percussion instruments, sometimes even just objects, and he would create these amazing soundscapes. He was brought to the attention of Americans in the world with the fantastic multi-instrumentalist Egiberto Gismonti in the late 70s with a record that he did with him called Danza das Cabeças in the late 70s. And this is where Vasconcelos showcased the berimbau, that amazing instrument. He was, you know, summoning all of these sounds from the forest, from Africa, through that instrument.
So there's a berimbau. I mean, Nana Vasconcelos could turn pretty much anything into a percussion instrument. And I want us to hear, too, because you mentioned this. This is a great bit of Nana Vasconcelos not so long ago in concert where he explained in Portuguese that the first instrument we are all born with is the voice. And then he illustrates what he means. So that's Nana Vasconcelos looping himself there. If you have any doubts that the voice is not a percussion instrument, he's putting them to rest. What's going on there, Beto? What's he telling us?
Oh, he says that the first instrument is the voice. It was just genius what he was doing.
Beto, give us a recommendation of a Nana Vasconcelos track to play out today.
Well, I think that the best one to go out with is the tune that has all of those sounds of the voices. And this one is simply called Voces, or Voices.
Music writer and broadcaster Beto Arcos joining me from Los Angeles. Thanks for reminding us, Beto, of the greatness of the late Nana Vasconcelos. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's it for us here at The World Today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. I'm Marco Werman in the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. We'll see you all next week.
PRI, Public Radio International.